a little bit on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his beautiful Leela, but we will first sing in Jai Radha Madhava. We have our nice musicians ready. Good. And afterwards. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji Madhava Sunya Vihari Gopirana Vallava Giri Vadadari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Yamuna Tira Vana Jari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopirana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopirana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vana Dari Yamuna Tira Vana Dari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jayananda Yashoda Dula Giribara Hari Gopal Jayananda Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopal Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya No, they have to see it. Is someone bringing the Bhagavatam? He's coming. Just now coming. Fine, then maybe we can start already. Guru Charan, would you like to read a chant, please? First, increase our attachment to Krishna. Sa, that devotional service. Shraddha, the faith and conviction can be increased by practicing devotional service, inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, applying bhakti yoga in life, worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These actions are pious in themselves. The word Yogeshwara is applicable to both the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his devotees also. In Bhagavad Gita, this word occurs in two places. In the 18th chapter, 1878, Krishna is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the master of all mystic power. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yogeshwara is also described at the end of the 6th chapter, 647, Same Yuktatamo Mata. The Yuktatama indicates the topmost of all yogis, the devotees, who can also be called Yogeshwara. In this verse, Yogeshwara Upasana means to render service to a pure devotee. Thus Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payeche Keva. Without serving a pure devotee, one cannot advance in spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj also has said, Naishang Matista Vaturu Kramangrim Sprisyat Yanata Bhagamo Yadata Mahiya Shampara Rajobhishekam Nishkinchananam Navinitayavat. One should take shelter of a pure devotee who has nothing to do with this material world but is simply engaged in devotional service. By serving him only, one can transcend the qualitative material condition. In this verse, it is recommended Yogeshwara Upasanaya, that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi or the devotee. To serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that without being pious, one cannot engage in devotional service. Yesham tvandagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam tedvandvamohanirmukta Vayanti mandrita vrata. To become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. For work in devotional service, the first item is ado gurvashrayam. One should accept a bona fide spiritual master, and from the bona fide spiritual master, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duties, and follow in the footsteps of great saintly persons, devotees. These are the instructions given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. The conclusion is that to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear from him about the transcendental message and glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one has to increase his conviction about devotional service. Then it will be very easy to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
To have attachment for Krishna is really the essence of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has coined or formed the term Krishna consciousness after an important verse which is written by Ramananda Roy. In this verse, Ramananda Roy describes the heartbeat of a healthy Krishna conscious life. He says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yat kuto pilapyate. Prabhupada says, this Krishna consciousness, I have taken this from this word Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. Then he gives the translation. Rupa Goswami, he takes this verse, and Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase, buy. Don't delay. Purchase immediately. And then he asks, where is it available? This is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. And what is the price? Price? It is such a nice thing. You have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that?
Tatra lolyam ekalam mulyam. Simply your eagerness. That is the price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free. And he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. A little time back, we were describing that if you have water but you have no thirst, then this water is not interesting for you. You can only drink water if you have thirst. In the same way, you must have eagerness or attachment in order to enjoy or appreciate or develop your Krishna consciousness. Without this eagerness, without this attachment, you cannot enter into Krishna consciousness. Yes. Some of you, for instance, are tired now, I can see. Was a long evening, and without being awake, you cannot listen to this class. It is not possible. The class is going on, and you are sleeping somewhere and not hearing. So in the same way, Krishna consciousness is going on, but if you have no eagerness, then it will go on without you. You will not take part. You will not participate in it. So this eagerness in Krishna consciousness is so important that without it you cannot really advance. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna describes his devotees as nitya yukta upasate. It means they always desire to obtain Krishna's eternal association. Nitya yukta means eternal association. For such a devotees, they do kirtan everywhere. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas cha tritravrata. Satatam kirtayanto means there is no restriction to time or places. They always chant. And yatatanta means they endeavor with vows. They, for instance, say on Ekadasi, we don't eat grains and we chant numbers. Devotees who want to reach the eternal kingdom of Krishna, they do this always. They are not half-hearted. That's when they are with the in a good association, they endeavor, and when the association is not so good, they do not endeavor. No, no. Satatam, always. Without restriction to time and place. Even if sometimes there are disappointments, like our international attempt for becoming Krishna conscious. That's really our movement. It's an attempt. We try. Sometimes in the movement, we are not always totally encouraged. I think you know from our North European zone, something happened which was happening to you much earlier, and our leader left all of a sudden, and it's not so encouraging. But the devotee, satatam kirtayantumang, he doesn't care what are the ups and downs in his life. He will always know, I want to go to Krishna, and I will not be restricted by the circumstances. Such devotees practice always also namasyanta. They bow down for Krishna, before Krishna, with their body, minds, and words. And after some time, they become steady in their body. They always serve Krishna. Then they become steady in their words. They do not talk trach. Trach is a Bosnian word. It means nonsense. And finally they become steady in their mind. Always they remain concentrated on Krishna. This is the most difficult. To be steady in the body is the most easiest. To be steady in the words is a little more difficult. To be steady in the mind, that's where you start with your Krishna consciousness in all seriousness. That is, you always have faith. You always remain on the spiritual platform. And such devotees do all these. It means chanting, endeavoring with vows, bowing down, solely with one purpose. They want to please Krishna. Yes, satisfy Krishna. This is what they want to do. Now, you must admit that such a devotee who always endeavors, who stays with his body, mind, and words, no matter what happens, must be driven by something. This, what drives a devotee, is his eagerness. He really wants to become Krishna conscious. He really wants to be connected with Krishna. This eagerness is the heartbeat of your Krishna conscious life. Bang, 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 bang. If the heartbeat is there, you can live. The heartbeat starts at a young age in the fetus, when it's still in the mother's womb. Bang, 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 it starts. And it goes throughout the whole life. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, boom, boom. It makes it like this. And when the heartbeat stops, boom, that is the end. The heartbeat is there in the beginning. Even it's earlier than the breathing. An embryo cannot breathe. Nothing to breathe. No air. In the mother's womb. But the heartbeat must be there. Boom, 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 boom. It must continue. Boom, boom, boom. Even in the night. Boom, 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 boom. Even when you are old. Boom, boom, boom. When it stops, your life stops. In spiritual life or Krishna consciousness, there is also a heartbeat. This heartbeat is your eagerness. You must desire to come to Krishna. It must be there at the beginning when your shraddha is very small. The desire must grow and it must be there at the end. This feeling, desire for Krishna, I want you, my Lord, is a sincere heartbeat in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada has made his word Krishna consciousness by taking this verse which talks about eagerness, that if there is a price to get Krishna consciousness, it is your eagerness. No, only price. You don't need dollars. You don't need euros. You don't need to be beautiful. You don't need to be learned. You don't even need to be very intelligent. You don't need to be a scholar. You don't even need to be free of mistakes. Mistakes are all right. Not that we do them on purpose. All you need is eagerness. More important than love, even. Because from eagerness, love will come. All you need is eagerness in a Krishna conscious. I want to tell you now a beautiful story on eagerness from the Chaitanya Bhagavat and from Lord Chaitanya's wonderful Leela. I want to concentrate on one particular point in this story. Let me, this Bhagavatam, we need it also. Can we just organize myself, please, for a moment? Yes. Thank you very much. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one devotee with whom he performed a very instructive and very deep leela. It was during the time when he had his Mahaprakash leela. During this leela, the Lord sat down on the altar and showed many wonderful forms of Krishna coming from his transcendental body. He also ate a lot of prasadam during that time from the hands of his devotees. He gave to many the highest states of pure devotional service. And at the end, he had an abhishek performed of him, where he was crowned as the king of all kings. Let me tell you about this leela so that you will understand what I'm the leela within the leela. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into the house of Sri Vasa Thakur, he ordinarily had the whole night kirtan. The way the kirtan started, Lord Chaitanya would come and he would look in the four directions. He looked at all the devotees and by his glance he empowered them to sing and dance in pure love of Godhead. When Lord Chaitanya looked at someone, they would become blessed with prema bhakti. But on that particular night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on the altar and sat down on the altar. Please understand that what you will hear now, there is not even a sesame seed of illusion in this. It is the pure truth. Lord Chaitanya glanced around to his devotees and then he said, "Sing my Abhishek song." They had never done this, you know, glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because when someone would tell him, "You are Krishna," he would say, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, offense, offense, don't say this." Now he said, "Sing my Abhishek song." It was entirely different than what he had ever told anyone. So the devotees were ecstatic. Finally, we can worship Lord Chaitanya. He has given the permission. And they brought Ganga water, which they had filtered with very fine cloth and scented with camphor, sandal, aguru, kumkum, musk, and different fragrances, like we have by Nitai Chan's mercy, some nice fragrance here in the room. Yes. So then Lord Nityananda started to chant the Purusha Shukta prayers, and the ladies uluated. Do you know what is uluating? I think you have to take the tongue in a vertical way. This is it's very beautiful. It's very simple, but most ladies don't know the art. Vertical, not horizontal. Not this. Krishna. Haribo. And then they brought 108 pots. Altogether, they were thousands. And they began to take the pots and pour them over Lord Chaitanya's beautiful, glistening, golden form. It was so ecstatic that the demigods from the higher planets came to that spot and they also started to pour the water, which became like pearls. Mother Ganga was so happy and bathed the form of the Lord. Srivas ordered all his servants, "Bring more water, we need more water. Quick, and filter the water good so that it's crystal clear." So the devotees brought many, many pots of water. Now you must know that when a person offers only in meditation a drop of water to the Lord, he is purified. And when you go in the meditation and you bathe the Lord in meditation, the result is Yamaraj cannot punish you. This morning I did this. I sat down and Prabhupada has said we should make a throne in our heart where we invite Krishna to sit, and I gave him an abhishek. So I will not be punished by Lord Yamaraj. It's very important for me. Now imagine someone actually comes and bathes the Lord with Ganga water. What is the benefit? We cannot even try to express it. All the devotees offered the 16 articles to the Lord and then prayed to him. The Lord was so pleased that he put his foot out. I'm sorry, I have my foot here because it fell asleep. But the Lord put his foot out to the devotees and they worshipped his lotus feet by massaging it with fragrant oils and put tulasi on the lotus feet. Then Lord Chaitanya felt very merciful and he said, bring me something to eat. But the devotees, wow, this is very good. They brought bananas, mung dal, milk, big amounts of coconut, sandesh, and Lord Chaitanya took it all from their hands, drank the coconut water, and ate everything. Piles of bananas and sandesh. Haribo. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the past lives of his devotees. Srivas Thakur, he called Srivas. Srivas, do you remember when you once went to the Bhagavatam class at Devananda's house? Do you remember how you felt unconscious when you heard the subject matter of the Bhagavatam? Yes, said Srivas. Do you remember how Devananda Pandit's ignorant students carried you out of the Bhagavatam lecture and put you into a ditch? Yes, I remember. I was there, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was before Mahaprabhu's appearance. Then there was one devotee who had not come. Lord Chaitanya said, bring that devotee. The devotee came in. It's Sir Lord Chaitanya in this majestic form. He said, do you remember how once you felt sick and there was no physician? Yes, said the devotee. I remember. I came at that time as your physician and healed you. Oh, you were the physician who all of a sudden was in my house. Thank you, said the devotees. Then Lord Chaitanya turned to Ganga Das. Ganga Das once had heard that the Muslim soldiers were coming towards his house. And he was very afraid because he had a beautiful wife and was afraid that the Muslim soldiers would touch him. So he ran away with all his servants to the Ganga, but there was no boat to take Ganga Das over the Ganga. Do you remember? Said Chaitanya. Yes, and I remember how all of a sudden a boatman was coming from the other side. Yes, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was me. I had come from Vaikuntha because I saw you standing at the Ganga fearing the Muslim soldiers. I remembered that you were swearing to your wife, if they touch you, I will throw myself in the Ganga and drown. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all the devotees how he had saved them in a previous time before he had actually appeared. Devotees were fainting. Devotees came with combs. Do you know a comb? And they were combing Lord Mahaprabhu's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hair. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees and said, call for a blessing. First, Sridhar. Sridhar was a simple banana seller. They had to carry him on a stretcher because when he heard call Sridhar, he had fainted. The Lord is so merciful. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Sridhar and said, "What do you want?" Sridhar couldn't speak. But Lord Chaitanya saw his desire. And he revealed to him a form where he was Krishna and Balaram was... Nityananda was Balaram. Sridhar actually saw how Krishna had a flute in his hand, stood under a black tamal tree. Black tamal tree. And there was Ananta Shesha with his many hoods standing above him. He saw the four-faced Brahma and the five-faced Shiva and Sanaka, Narada and Shukadev praising Krishna and Balaram. Then Lord Chaitanya said to other devotees, ask for a boon. Advaita said, "My dear Lord, make that everyone can become Krishna conscious, except those who are proud." Mahaprabhu said, "Yes, tatastu." Then another person came, "My father doesn't allow me to associate with the devotees and dance mad in kirtan. My father doesn't allow it. Can you make my father sympathetic?" This sounds almost like the Croatian devotees. The Croatian devotees are very attached to Mama and Tata. Sometimes Mama and Tata have not a clear idea about Krishna consciousness and say, "You cannot come there." So this was going on 500 years ago also. "Make my father sympathetic." Then everyone said, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have blessed everyone, even the person who has an antagonistic father. Your devotee Mukunda is standing outside of the door and he waits for a blessing also. And here is, my dear devotee, where I want to make my point. All what we have heard up to now was only leading us to this point. It's a very deep point. Please listen very attentively. Mukunda," said the devotees, "is one of your best devotees. He's waiting outside." Lord Chaitanya immediately became strong. Mukunda cannot come here." "Why can Mukunda not come here?" We have one Mukunda Das. Don't feel shocked. It's not about you. "Why can Mukunda not come?" said the devotees. "Mukunda, I have rejected Mukunda. Because one moment, when he's with the devotees, he's like this. And when he's not with the devotees, he's like that. One moment, he has a blade of grass between his teeth. That's when he comes to me and says, 'I'm your servant.' The next moment, when he associates with the Mayavadis, he talks like a Mayavadi. He attacks me with an iron mace. I will never look at Mukunda again. Wherever this Mukunda goes, that wretch talks like the people he meets. When he is with the impersonalists, he says, 'There is something which is better than bhakti.' And when he is with the devotees, he places grass between his teeth and sings and dances. This is not a consistent behavior. He has created an offense. He cannot see me." And you must know, Mukunda had a guru before he came to Krishna, to Mahaprabhu. And the previous guru had ordered him to follow the path of Jnana Yoga. So when Mukunda, who was outside, he was standing a little behind the Mukunda Das. This is Mukunda Das, a wonderful devotee of Krishna. The Mukunda was a little outside. When he heard that Mahaprabhu said, "I will not look at you again," he immediately decided, "I should at once leave this offensive body by committing suicide." But before he committed suicide, he went to Srivas and said, "Srivas, please ask the Lord when he will see me again." At this, and then he cried and wept. When all of the devotees saw Mukunda standing outside and weeping, they also wept. But Lord Chaitanya was strong. "I will see him after 10 million births." When Mukunda heard that after 10 million births, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would receive him, he threw his clothes in the air. And he began to dance and screamed out, "I will see, I will see, I will see the Lord." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, "Bring him in at once." Then he spoke, "Mukunda, when you heard that after 10 million births I will see you, you became ecstatic. By that eagerness," we hear eagerness now, "by that faith and eagerness, you have made me a prisoner in your heart." Mukunda said, I am a fool, but you have given me bhakti, so I can feel the bliss when seeing you." And then he spoke a beautiful prayer. He said, "Duryodhana saw you," but he had no bhakti, therefore he did not feel happy seeing you. "The kings who were there when you kidnapped Rukmini saw you, but they had no bhakti, and therefore attacked you. When you came as a boar, Hiranyaksha saw you, but he had no bhakti, and therefore he also attacked you. It is bhakti which is important. Bhakti, so that one can see you." When Lord Chaitanya heard these prayers, he said, "Mukunda, wherever you sing, I will come at once and dance." And he said many, many things to Mukunda. And then in the end he said, "Wherever you sing, the circle of Vaishnavas will melt because you have love in your heart. When I descend, you will be my singer." And the devotees always, when the devotees heard this, they shouted, "Hari Bol, Jai Jagannath." Hare Krishna. My dear devotee, anyone who feels happiness hearing this narration will meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu face to face. This is a blessing of hearing this narration. You feel some happiness hearing this? Naturally, yes. Raj Mohan, admit. Yes. This is a very nice, nice point that Lord Chaitanya wants that we are always his devotees. See, don't join the club of the holidays devotees. The holiday devotees will do something else than Krishna consciousness. And when the time comes, when he feels like coming to a festival, he makes a holiday and he becomes a Krishna conscious tourist. He makes a touristic thing, and then he is a good devotee. He even cuts his hair before he comes in the association of devotees. And he plays the instruments and dances and so on. Lord Chaitanya wants that you are always his devotee, that you are always full time there with your body, words and mind. And this, what Lord Chaitanya really wants, is that you learn to pay the price for Krishna consciousness. The price is that you are eager always for the mercy. You might ask, how can this eagerness, which is the price for Krishna consciousness, be obtained? You might honestly say, see, Maharaj, sometimes I feel inspired in Krishna consciousness, but sometimes, especially in the winter time, I really don't feel so inspired in Krishna consciousness. I must be honest with you. How can you be eager always? Ultimately, you can be eager when your mind is purified from the contamination of material desires. And that's a big project, to purify our mind from the material desires. Sometimes we try to purify our mind and we have reached a certain stage, but again another desire is there. It seems to never end. It seems like washing coal. The more you wash, the more black coal comes from it. Sometimes devotees have expressed a sense of frustration. I'm cleaning and cleaning and cleaning, and still Led Zeppelin is making music in my mind. This is some mundane song. Yes. What to do? What to do? See, the answer is, eagerness can be attained in the association of devotees. But there are two types of association. One is, you just see the devotees, and if you are lucky, you listen to them a little bit. But the second state of associating with devotees is you follow the example of the devotees. There's nothing so powerful as first hearing from devotees about Krishna consciousness, and then following devotees. It is very interesting that the Upanishads have said that if you want to learn a subject, you must go through three steps. And these three steps have a lot to do about what we are discussing: hearing and then following. The first step, if you want to learn anything, including Krishna consciousness, is called Shravana. You hear. The second step is Manaha. Manaha means you reflect. If you just hear, the danger is the sound comes in here and goes out of here. We have two ears. Sometimes people say we have two ears so that we can hear stereo. But I think we have two ears in order to think deeply about hearing. Normally it goes in here, shwup, and it goes out here. You can test this after 2 hours, how much you remember from the class. Most of the devotees will say, well, it was about Krishna consciousness. If you want that the subject touches your heart, you can't only hear. You have to reflect on your own about what you have heard. I always give an example. You know, only hearing is in jup and out jup. But when you hear and reflect, it goes in here, shlup, and then you reflect about what you have heard, and then it goes down into the heart. You must somehow bring the knowledge in your heart. And this only happens if you reflect about what you have heard. If you only hear, this is not sufficient. You must reflect. What can it mean for my life? And then the third step, you must apply what you have heard in your practical life. You must do it. You have heard something, some nice new way to practice Krishna consciousness. New way means old way for us, some authorized process. Then you must do. Now, Valadev Vidyabhushana asked an interesting question. He says, is it really that we can learn anything and everything by Shravana, Manaha, and Nididhyasana? Nididhyasana means applying. And he says, no, Krishna consciousness, you must not only hear, not only reflect, not only apply, but you must ask for the mercy of Krishna. Mercy means, in Italian language, misericordia. This is too difficult. Grazia we can also say. We must beg for the grazia. I think we all have thought about how can we really change and can we really become a devotee? You mean, do you think I can do it? It is possible if you do these four steps. You must hear regularly, think and reflect, apply, but more than anything, pray for the grazia. It's so important. If you think you can become Krishna conscious on your own by just these three clever processes, it won't work. Pray for the grazia that you can actually make it. My dear devotees, this is, yes, this is the absolute safe process to change your life and become a devotee. The bottom of this is eagerness. You must want it. Then you will hear, then you will think deeply, then you will act on it, and you will pray for Krishna. Please help me. This is not easy. I am a very normal person. I am an insignificant person. But by your kripa, your mercy, anything and everything is possible. I have a feeling which I want to share with you. I think, and I have seen this, many devotees of my God brothers feel like this. And amazingly, many very, fine people in the world, I mean those who are sensitive and have a good character, we feel, everyone feels, that the human beings at this moment are at a very important crossroad. There is the element which is very much like violence. America wants to make war again, and it won't be the last war. They just want to take over. I mean, some of them, that's just mad. It's not Americans who are mad, but this mood and the violence in our society is becoming, everywhere. Kali is really doing a lot. Gaurashi Romani just wrote a beautiful novel called Kali is Coming, where this is very nicely explained, this how Kali makes quarrel amongst people. This is his age. He's very powerful. And the only way really to get out of this is if you learn the things like cooperation, forgiveness, appreciation, tolerance. Now, I know that in our ISKCON society, Kali did also so many bad things. I remember, for instance, very long ago, when there were leaders, ISKCON leaders, Hank Sudhuta and Bhagavan, there was so much friction between the north and the south of Europe. I remember that very, very clearly. Competition. No, one could not have a loving association and visit each other during the festivals. It was not done because there was only competition. Who is the better zone and so on. And a lot of quarrel was also in there. This is the past. This cannot work any longer. ISKCON must mature and come to a level where the devotees do not quarrel with each other. We have lost so much of our opportunities to preach to the people because we have not been able to cooperate nicely with each other. I thought yesterday that was a wonderful form of cooperation. Devotees from all over Italy came to take part in the yagya of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Devotees from Germany have even come, and Switzerland, I've seen, and Croatia, Slovenia, Hare Krishna. This is the new era which we have to learn. First, on a small scale, amongst us devotees, we have to learn to tolerate and to accommodate everyone. What is the word for accommodate? Accomodare, maybe. Yes, yes. Just put an E behind it. Yes. This is something which we have to learn. And we have to, first of all, learn it on an individual level. We, as devotees, have to become more tolerant, more appreciative, more loving of other devotees. Each one of you has to go into this school to be part of a new development in our movement. Maybe to be realistic, we can't practice this with any, we can practice appreciation of everyone, but cooperation may be easiest with like-minded devotees who feel for the same things and so on. But this doesn't mean we should make groups. Here's this group and we do not like the other group. No, no. Appreciation and must be there for everyone. Anyways, I want to come back to my main point. Check your heart. How healthy is your heartbeat? Boom, 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 boom. How eager are you for Krishna? Boom. Boom, boom, boom. When you have some heart failure, boom, 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 boom. Do something about it. Don't tolerate that your heart goes sick, that the heart of Krishna consciousness stops to beat in you. If there is some lack of faith, if you feel that you cannot give your life to the mission, you want to be half a kami and half a devotee, you want to prove yourself in the kami world, then do something about it when you see you have a heart failure, a little weak heart. Don't tolerate it. Become a proper devotee who pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna in this life by being steady in your body, words, and minds. That mean being always in Krishna consciousness. It's not sometimes not there and sometimes not. there. We all have a goal. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. It's very important that we take care of this goal. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to explain. I hope I have explained everything nicely and encouragingly. Let me... Wow, look at this. 1:30 again. We were dancing a little bit. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Krishna. So next year, Guru Charan has already a plan to apply for the stage again. Next year we will have more flags, more devotees, even more Vedanga players. But this was already quite good yesterday. What do you think, Nimai? Were you satisfied with the percussion section? Nimai was satisfied. Yeah, it was, has a lot of rhythm yesterday. Giridhari, you are an expert on... Maybe from previous lifetime. You were in another life in the wrong carnival. And you have joined the right carnival. Hare Krishna. So, do you have any question regarding this, some of the points? Yes, what is your name again, please? Govardhan Puja Prabhu, the happy dancer, yes. Disease, yes. Yes. Govardhan Puja Prabhu has asked this question. If we see we have a heart, some problem in the heart, not enough faith, maybe material desires, not so convinced, what should we do? Our Govardhan Puja has very nicely said the existential problem in the heart is that some holes come in the heart. And you know what happens when you put some water in something which has holes? It goes as if the pot is urinating, you know. So when you have holes in your heart, so much Krishna consciousness can come in, but it goes, it just goes out, and your heart becomes empty after some time. You can even go in the association of devotees, and again you hear, Krishna is good, Lord Chaitanya is good, Kirtan is banner, and so on. And after some time, it goes out of the heart. I think we all know this. In diseases, we hear this. Sometimes there are holes in the lung, and you breathe and it goes like, it goes all out. So I think the general advice to us is go into the association of devotees. But you want to have a more specific advice. You must do something with these holes which are in the heart. It is analyzed that the holes are lust, greed, anger, illusion. But it can also be lack of faith. You may feel disappointed because we tried so many times I see the main reason why devotees in ISKCON don't have so much faith is because they have been disappointed by leaders, by the whole movement, by that unfriendly atmosphere which is sometimes available, which we can find, and so on. And therefore, they lack this faith. I've often seen this. I want to give you today a new paradigm how to look at this. Why, we must ask ourselves, do so many devotees fail? It's a question which we cannot ignore. Why have so many devotees gone away? It's a most distressing question, and I will now attempt to give you an answer which will pacify your heart, Govardhan Puja. See, in this cosmic creation, all souls are on a path of evolution. Some of the souls have also acted in a way that they are on a path of devolution. Devolution means it goes back. They become degraded more and more. Now, those who come to Krishna consciousness or any such intense spiritual movement, which has such a sadhana, you can be rest assured that they have worked for quite some time on their evolution, some kind of evolution. Because how could it be possible for a normal person to keep for a long time the four regulative principles? This means someone who is able, who feels attracted to this, is able to do it, he is really a special person. Or, you know, to spend 2 hours a day on chanting the names of God. 2 hours. That's a lot of time. And then reading another hour maybe, and then talking the whole day, worshipping God. That's an intense amount of time. Only people who are evolved can come to this. Now in Krishna consciousness, we see the following pictures, that devotees come from previous lives, they bring some very good things with them, and they come to the movement, and wow, this feels so good, they say, like one new devotee yesterday came to me. I'm so felicitas, he said. Our devotee who dances so nice in the end. Yeah. He feels so much felicita. We all know this is what the young devotees, the newcomers feel. They feel something, some recognition of something which by their evolution is natural for them to see. Like when my father saw me bowing down to Tulasi Devi, he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "It's good. I'm paying my obeisances to the sacred Tulasi plant." To a plant? You never used to bow down to anyone. I mean, are you not exaggerating? And I said, no, it's very good. It feels like the right thing. How is this possible that a European feels like this? There must be some type of recognition. This is good. Now, our Indian devotee, you must sometimes feel this. These devotees are special. They are not the same like the Kamis.